Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Claire Schlegel, the president of the Canadian Pork Council. Thanks for joining us today, Claire.
Good afternoon, everyone.
You recently returned from a fact-finding mission to China. First of all, what was the purpose of this trip and your specific reasons for taking part in the mission?
Well, it was really twofold. One was to attend the World Pork Congress, where the pork industry from around the world meets every 2 years. Secondly, to become more acquainted with the Chinese market and also the Chinese production system. China produces approximately half of the world's pigs, and they consume about half of the world's pork. So it's obviously a very important market, a very important place relative to pig production.
Now, you mentioned the conference. Who did you meet with there, and what was the focus of that particular gathering?
Well, there were about 500 delegates there from around the world. We learned a lot about pork markets. It was a 2 days of seminars. It's really a place where you get updated on what's happening around the world. The focus this year, of course, was China, because the meeting was in China for the first time ever. We learned a lot about what influences the Chinese market, what opportunities are there, their desire to move forward and to feed their own people, as well as the disease situation, the blue ear that we've heard so much about. We've also had the opportunity to meet with other pork producer, hog producer organizations from around the world. The surprising result of that was that we learned that many other countries, many other pig producers in other countries are struggling similar to what we are in Canada. We're struggling both because the price is low, but also because our costs have increased significantly, and that is because of the feed grain situation.
Now, you mentioned that that this is a problem facing the entire world. What types of discussion, what types of ideas, suggestions, that type of thing?
Well, there's a couple pockets where pork producers are doing reasonably well. Certainly the United States has producers there have fared well, reasonably well over the last number of years, and that's really a function of a low U.S. currency relative to Brazil, relative to Europe, relative to Canada, and relative to Australia. So their producers have done reasonably well. Currently in China, the producers are doing reasonably well as well, but they had struggled immensely over the last 18 months. A number of them have been forced out of business. But those of us in Europe, those of us in Canada, those of us in South America, and even in South Africa are struggling. And so we decided to issue a joint statement, pleading, or at least bringing to light the situation that we're facing as producers, pleading with our supply chain partners to find some way to increase the price of pork, because we do believe supply and demand will work, but we're fearful that if the full cycle happens, that the supply worldwide is going to go down very quickly, and then the rebound in prices is going to be very high, and that's not what consumers want, and it's going to create tremendous hurt among our pig producer people from around the world.
Now, you mentioned that pork producers in specific countries are facing similar problems. What are the key concerns? What are the key difficulties and the cause of that?
Well, it's the price squeeze. It's increasing costs with relatively low pig prices. And in many countries, we're looking at losses of in excess of $30 a pig. And obviously, that can't continue very long. Producers will be forced to close down their operations, and we believe that it's a short-term scenario, that eventually pork prices will rise, but we're pleading with our supply chain partners to bring that rise about quicker, if at all possible.
Now, you mentioned one of the primary reasons as well was to learn more about the Chinese production system and the Chinese market. What are some of the differences or some of the similarities, in fact, that we see in the two systems?
Well, if we start with the Chinese market, it's an immense market. Their taste preferences are different than ours. They tend to use the entire pig, and so many of the some of their preferences are different than ours, and so it creates an opportunity for marketing offal and some higher valued cuts to China as well from North America. Their pig production system is also quite different than ours. It's still concentrated in the backyard flocks, producers with between 1 and 10 pigs. that is changing and changing relatively quickly to larger scale production. And the Chinese government is encouraging the industrialization of their agricultural base. They're hoping to increase consumption of meat for their citizens by 30 grams a day. And if the Chinese government is successful in that, that obviously will create tremendous demand for pork, for chicken, and for other meats. And a key difference is that in China, pork is 15% of their food basket, so it's very, very important. It's one of, I think, nine different items that they actually look at as supporting national security. And so they're very concerned right now as pig prices and pork prices are relatively high for their consumers. And we do need to remember that China is a developing nation, so there's many people in China who have very, very low incomes. And with pork at excessive prices, it makes it very difficult for them to buy enough food to eat.
With this in mind, potentially, how important is the Chinese market to Canadian pork producers?
Well, China is committed to feeding its own people, so it may never be a extremely large market, but it still creates there still is a significant opportunity there, particularly for some of the cuts that we and some of the parts of the pig that we do not eat in Canada and North America. And there is a growing opportunity in the high end too for muscle cuts, particularly in the bigger cities.
And do we have any specific targets in mind in terms of increased volumes?
Well, I think they're our fourth or fifth largest market at this point in time, and we certainly would like to maintain that. We think there is opportunity to increase that depending on their particular situation and their demand. So we sponsored a seminar in Shanghai. Our exporters, our traders are active in those markets. They're searching for opportunities, and it's critical that we support that endeavor.
Thank you very much, Claire. Is there anything you would like to add?
Well, I think the international statement is a first. We frankly were somewhat surprised. We thought that the hurt was probably just concentrated in Canada. So to a degree, I think we as producers in Canada should be aware that this situation can't continue for too long. Otherwise, worldwide, we're going to have pork supply problems. So one would assume that supply and demand will work and that somehow there will be a recovery in prices soon. Maybe not to the degree that we would like because of the dollar, the Canadian situation relative to the U.S., but it simply can't maintain itself at this level.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bruce.
Our guest has been Claire Schlegel, the president of the Canadian Pork Council. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.